A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, Singaporeans tend to put off writing a will because of the costs and complexities involved and maybe it being a taboo subject. So an online platform, willcraftnow.com, offers this service at an affordable price and relatively fuss-free. Are making wills really that perplexing? We're joined by Alvin Tung, who is founder of willcraftnow.com, and Andy Pang, who's a lawyer at Robert Wang and Wu LLP. Gents, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me, Alvin.
Maybe Andy can help us out. Debunk some of the myths surrounding wills and will making. Is it that complex? Is it that perplexing, head-scratching? Is it that taboo?
No. I mean, the fact of the matter is some people really believe that will making, I mean, the fact is, it can be expensive, it can be complex, but more often than not, that's not the case. So,
I think usually people think of will drafting as an expensive, time-consuming and troublesome process.
But Andy said it can be.
Yes. Mm. Most times it is, because in the past, you would have to go to a lawyer, a law firm multiple times, and they charge by the hour, and you wouldn't know how much you have to pay, you don't know how much you have to set aside. And I think that changes with WillCraft. I think WillCraft brings affordability, it brings certainty in terms of pricing, and it also brings convenience. So you can draft it in the comfort of your own home. And have it witnessed by either your loved ones, or if you want, you also can get it witnessed by one of our legal service providers, which includes Robert Wang and Wu and Legal Inc. And if you do so, then you would just need to go to their offices and it would be probably a 15-minute affair.
From a regular Joe perspective, it sounds like perhaps if the richer you are and the more stuff you have, then the will writing becomes more complex. Is that true, Andy?
Oh, yes, certainly. Yeah, I mean, we have had clients whose assets span across different jurisdictions, and there are clients who wants to set up trusts for that lasts up to 100 years for the minor children, their descendants, and naturally, with increasing complexity, the cost would increase.
I think WillCraft is not really for the ultra high net worth.
Because when it becomes that complex, obviously you prefer some legal help.
Of course. And at WillCraft, we definitely recommend you to get legal help if it's very complex. But we are really targeting the average Singaporean. So I used to be in private legal practice at one of the largest law firms in Singapore doing exactly that, doing private wealth, right, for the high net worth. And I realized, hey, the average Singaporean might not have access, or maybe there's obstacles to them drafting their will in terms of knowledge or the considerations they had or price point. And so I came out to do WillCraft. So WillCraft really is for the average Singaporean.
Speaking from the average Singaporean viewpoint, if, let's say, I have nominated somebody for my CPF monies, for example, I have a nominated person for my insurance stuff, if I don't have a lot of other things, my HDB flat is squared away, the spouse will get it if anything untoward should happen to me, then are wills necessary, Andy?
Yes, of course. Now, there are really two points to cover this. Firstly, wills cover more than just assets. In a will, the testator, the person who makes the will, gets to decide who manages his affairs. So he gets to choose a trusted person who will act according to his or her instructions, you see. Secondly, in a will, a person actually gets to talk about who the person wants to take care of his or her children. Put another way, the person gets to decide who he or she doesn't want to be the guardian of the children.
I think also, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, but the process for probate might be also longer and more expensive if one doesn't have a will.
That's right. Now, contrary to common belief, all estates must go through the probate process with or without a will. Having a will, however, speeds up the probate process and informs the court how you would like your estate to be divided. Without a will, the process will take longer and cause undue delay in the distribution of your estate.
I think, how you make a very good point. Your HDV is squared away because
the spouse gets it. And then I've squared away my monies as well. Let's say CPF, I'm going to leave it to my mum. And then I'm not sure anybody wants the Tiffany earrings. But what else is there?
So I think on CPF, just really quickly, I think CPF doesn't really, most of it doesn't form a part of your estate, so it's not really governed by your will, but your house may be. And if it goes to your spouse, then one would hope that maybe your spouse has a will to handle the HDV, right?
Yeah.
Or if your spouse passes away first, then maybe you should have a will. And
right.
So WillCraft really thought about this when designing our platform. And in our platform, you can put jointly held assets in the will. Although the principle of survivorship, as you mentioned, like it would just go to your spouse, that still applies. But notwithstanding, we still allow you to include that in your will, and I strongly suggest people do.
Yes. Are you seeing these days, though, Andy, more people deciding to do this, drafting their wills, or is it still very taboo?
To a certain extent, it's still fairly taboo because we are really talking about the subject of death. But fortunately, I mean, with time, people are more concerned about estate planning. They are more sophisticated, and increasingly more and more people are coming up to have their wills drafted.
So it's still, though, a little bit concerning that only 20% of Singaporeans have drafted a will.
I think massively it's extremely concerning, but it should be concerning for them.
Right.
Right, because they don't have a will. Your assets might not be distributed the way you want it to be, and the people that are distributing your assets might not be the people that you want distributing your assets. The conversation about when not people draft their wills, I think it's a very interesting one. I think the point is incredibly useful because they might not know how to do it. It's not exactly or always that the price point is the case, right? And it's very interesting because willcraft was designed for this, right? We purposefully put sort of hints or guidances or little nuggets of information. In fact, you can find it on our Facebook or Instagram. But we also put it in our interface. And what that does for people is that they can just jump into our interface, use it, and be okay with drafting that will. And in fact, I think some of our clients also use it as a framework to talk about estate planning. And of course, it's taboo, right? But that's death. Will planning itself, if you have a framework to kind of navigate, it gets easier.
Right.
And oftentimes when they use our framework or they go into our interface and use that as a framework to talk about estate planning, they oftentimes end up drafting a will.
You can lead the horse to water but not force them to drink, even though Willcraft now is there. Let's talk about a 101, if you will. Briefly talk us through how to make a will.
Really, there is no fixed formula to this.
Oh.
The most important thing is the person who wants to make a will just have to be very clear in his or her mind how, who, and when he or she wants his or her assets to be distributed. Thereafter, this person could actually draft a will himself or herself. It doesn't have to be done through a lawyer. In fact, I recall reading a case some time back where there was this person who drafted a will on a piece of napkin on the fly, and it was upheld in the court.
Really?
So, but
without witnesses and so on?
Of course,
I think Alvin said
there are certain legal formalities that has to be complied. And the good thing about willcraft is that it the structure is such that these legal formalities are in place, and the good thing about willcraft is that it streamlines the process of drafting the will. And with that, it frees up lawyers the opportunity to take up the higher value task, such as reviewing the will, explaining the will to the client. And in that way, the lawyers really are able to offer good value for money to the client.
When do you reckon a good time is? What if I just started working? The most expensive thing I have are my trainers. Is that even necessary to make a will?
So I think
or when in one's life stage?
So I think when someone comes out, he might not be married and just starts working. And indeed, maybe it's
and
the shirt on his
back. And has education debt.
Oh. Yes, right. But he might also buy insurance, right? Or he might receive an inheritance, right? And that would form basis to perhaps make a will, to think about it. Some people also think, hey, I'm not married. And I don't have children, so why should I have a will? But the truth of the matter is you still have assets that you do want your loved ones, when they are grieving, to have perhaps not no pain, but a mitigated
At least
process.
Not have to worry about this.
Yes.
Tell us how the online platform helps. Can we just head on to willcraftnow.com, draft something, and boom, people will be legally bound to that?
So I think boom is absolutely correct. I think the beauty of willcraft is that we don't limit or we try to be as flexible as possible. So our interface allows for up to 5 million permutations of wills, right? But that having said, the difficult part was not designing the interface to have 5 million permutations of wills. The difficult part was to make it as easy as possible so that the average Singaporean, regardless of how much you know about wills, can jump in. So rely on the guidance somehow and do your will. You don't have to be worried about the legal formalities or whether or not there are some nuances that might cause your will to, the efficacy of your will to be affected. because we'll sort that out for you. And on top of that, if you need a peace of mind, I think our real value add is our partners that come to the table and review your will to make sure that everything's okay. So yes, in essence, you go in, draft your will for $99. If you want a lawyer to review it, $49. If you want them to review and witness it, that's $49 and $30. And for an effective rate of 178, if I'm not wrong, if my math serves me right.
Can't ask me for help, sorry.
you would be on your way. So that's the real value add that we bring, because that 178 is way lower than any traditional law firm, at least in my knowledge.
All in, how quickly can one draft their will, get it notarized, I forget the vocabulary, and have that peace of mind?
So it depends on how much assets you have and how long you take to fill up the form and make your decisions. But if you have everything in front of you and you have your decisions or mind already made up, it will take no more than half an hour, and you print it out and sign it. If you want to have a lawyer review it, I think my partners usually come back within 3 business days. In fact, sometimes within the day, and set up a meeting for you to quickly sign your will. That's a 15-minute appointment at their offices, and that's done. I think.
So the vocabulary is it's not
wrong,
notarization.
Obviously.
It's really just witnessing the signing.
Yeah.
By the will maker. Yeah.
There's no additional stamp or anything, right? No. It's just the witnessing. Yes.
How, though, are you planning to compete with some of the free services out there? There are some banks who are offering this now. No doubt the under $200 that you quoted earlier is not a huge sum per se. Still, free versus under $200.
The features that WillCraft allows you to draft your will with is quite large, right? 5 million permutations, as I said. It's more than most of the services, all the services, if I may dare say, out there, right? We offer 5 different specific asset classes, your real estate, bank accounts, investment accounts, company shares if you are a business owner, SME owner, and also insurance policies, right? We also have guardianships, right? You can appoint a testamentary guardian if you pass away when your kid is a minor, right? And we allow you to select whether or not you want to scatter your ashes into the sea.
Even to those kinds of nitty-gritty type details.
Yes, 100%.
They seem nitty-gritty to us, but to that person, they want their wishes fulfilled, obviously.
Yes, and the main thing here is what the free services sometimes don't provide, or most of the services don't provide, whether or not they're paid, is that link with the lawyer. I think that's still very important. People still think that a lawyer is integral in the process. And at WillCraft, we do believe that lawyers are integral to the process. WillCraft is not about replacing lawyers. WillCraft is about streamlining the lawyer's work process. So they handle the high-value tasks, as Andy said, and we handle the drafting.
Right. So 80% still not doing it. What can we do, Andy, you think?
Well, I suppose it's really about public education. And a very important aspect is wills is not just about the assets. It's about telling your loved ones how you want your affairs managed. And it's critical to have it done as early as possible, because we'll never know what happens, you see.
Yeah.
It's about just making advanced planning.
I think the conversation about whether or not it's macabre, I think a lot of people understand. It's a natural course of life, especially with, as Andy mentioned, a sound financial and estate planning. People are okay with it. They oftentimes, I've received a lot of inquiries ever since WillCraft has been launched to ask me exactly how they can go about drafting a will. So I don't think people are averse to it. But sometimes they might just not know how to get around it.
It's just one of several reasons why they might not. So
yes.
Now with WillCraftNow.com, you're just trying to make everything easier and get them on that way.
100%. I think everyone knows that they need a will, but they might not think that a will is easily attainable because of costs, etc.
WillCraftNow.com, again, is where you can find them. Alvin Tung is founder there, and Andy Pang joins us as well, lawyer at Robert Wang and Wu. Gents, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.